parks up here. One big elk park where they see elk.
Is that like a big open space?
Yeah.
Up in the mountains?
Yep.
What about a basin? What is a basin?
A basin? Well, that's sort of like a little meadow.
Uh-huh.
Basin. Okay. You find them open spots in the mountains.
Okay. Okay. And I was wondering around here if y'all have any land that's underwater most of the time. You know, that's kind of got water and...
Slough? Swamp?
Slough or a swamp?
Slough. Call them sloughs. Swamps. Okay. Yeah.
Y'all got land around here like that?
Something like that. Some of the draws, yeah.
And I noticed driving when I was coming back from the other side of the state, I saw a lot of flat top hills. What do they call those?
Mesas.
Yeah.
Mesas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as a butte? Or is a butte something different than a mesa?
I think it is.
Butte.
Just wondered what that difference was.
But there's the Pawnee Buttes out there, and that's the level land.
Yeah, Pawnee Buttes.
A park is an area they want to keep, you know, protect.
Yeah.
That's what a park is.
Okay.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the National Rocky Mountain National Park is, it covers all everything.
Yeah, it's a big area, isn't it?
And then they got, you have to pay to go through there.
Yeah.
I don't anymore. I got a lifetime.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you had, I think you said you had an uncle who fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of areas, places like that?
Oh, yeah, up here in the mountains. You can. Yeah, he was picking wild raspberries. He was 14 years old and slipped and fell. Killed him.
Yeah.
Up in Central Gulch.
So he actually fell off the
cliff.
Off the cliff.
He fell probably 100 feet. A lot of places like that around up in the mountains. You go hiking, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
That's why so many people...
They fall off those...
They don't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's... If you had more than one cliff, what would it be called? What would be the plural of cliff? Would it just be cliffs?
Cliffs.
Okay.
Cool, I know.
You mentioned earlier irrigation ditch, they're real important in this area. Is that what people call them? They call them irrigation ditches, or they call them ever call them anything else?
No, irrigation ditches or canal.
Canal. Okay.
Some of them, where the main thing is a canal, and then they take the ditches out of them.
Yeah. Okay. And do those ditches ever run into a big container, a big
pond? Oh yeah, they fill lakes with them.
Okay.
That's what they store water there, and then when they need it, take it out and irrigate with them.
What would you call a, this is a word that a lot of, I don't think a lot of young folks know anymore, but what would you call the ditch that's been dug out along the side of an upgraded road?
Bar pit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a word you hear much anymore.
No.
Sure. What kind of soils in this area are good for growing things? I'm sure there are good soil and bad soil in this area. I just wonder.
Oh, there's good soil and bad soil everywhere.
Yeah.
You can go from one farm to another and it's pretty near different soil.
Yeah. What kind of soil did you have that you
grew? We got the black sandy soil.
Uh-huh.
Down in the bottoms you have black, real productive soil.
Uh-huh. Is that a loam? A kind of a loam?
No, you go up on the hills and you get a loam.
Uh-huh.
And then you get some of this bentonite too.
Uh-huh.
No good. Then you get into shale. That's no good. Yeah.
Okay.
Shale outcrops.
Yeah. And
clay, and some farms are clay dirt, and some of them are loam, and depends on what happened in the early day.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. But overall, it's a pretty good place to farm.
Oh yeah.
Pretty good.
Good farmland around. And there's some poor too.
Yeah.